server-side frame extraction as a fallback for browser processing. How VibeChopper keeps frame extraction reliable by starting in the browser, falling back to server-side FFmpeg when decoding or upload fails, and preserving media processing state for AI analysis. Browser-first cannot mean browser-only. VibeChopper is built around a browser-first media workflow. The product can extract frames, compress useful visual samples, prepare audio, show progress, and let the editor start building timeline context without treating every source video as a giant server upload. That design is fast, practical, and respectful of the user's machine. It also has a hard truth baked in. Browsers are not identical video processing environments. Browser first cannot mean browser only. A video file that plays on one device can fail to decode cleanly on another. A codec can be supported by the operating system, but not by the browser path the app needs for canvas extraction. A large batch can run into memory pressure while several files are being processed. A frame can be drawn successfully but fail to upload after retries. Mobile browsers add more variability around memory, hardware decode, background throttling, and network state. If frame extraction is the gateway to AI video understanding, those misses cannot turn into a dead end. Browser first cannot mean browser only. That is why VibeChopper has a server-side frame extraction fallback. The preferred path still starts in the browser. The browser extracts frames from the local file, compresses them, streams them to the server in small batches, and keeps only a lightweight preview set in memory. When that path produces durable frame records, the product uses it. When it cannot, the editor routes the video through an authenticated server endpoint that uses FFmpeg to extract frames, stores those frames through object storage, and creates the same database records the AI analysis pipeline expects. Browser first cannot mean browser only. Dots and audit commit 298357B. The client hook tracks whether server-side extraction was used, decides when browser extraction has failed, and keeps the upload card in a recoverable state. The server route post/api/video/id/extract-frame-server performs the fallback extraction, stores frame images, creates frame records, updates thumbnails, and can kick off AI analysis. The interesting part is not just that FFmpeg exists on the server. The interesting part is how the product makes both paths converge on one durable media model. The browser path. The browser path is optimized for responsiveness and memory discipline. The hook estimates frame count from the video duration and extraction interval, seeks through the source, draws frames to a canvas, compresses them as JPEG blobs, and uploads them in small batches. The upload starts during extraction instead of waiting for every frame to sit in memory. That detail matters for real footage, where a few long clips can become hundreds of image blobs. The browser path. The hook also uses a shared frame memory limiter. The limiter is simple by design. It counts frames currently held in memory and makes extraction wait when the total would exceed the configured cap. For a batch uploader, limiting per video concurrency is not enough. 10 videos extracting a few frames each can still exhaust memory if all of those frames stay resident. VibeChopper limits the resource that actually grows, compressed frame blobs waiting to upload. The browser path. Progress state is tracked at a granular level.
The upload card knows how many frames were extracted, how many were uploaded, how many were analyzed, how many bytes were extracted and uploaded, whether audio work is waiting or complete, whether transcript work is finished, and whether original file upload is still active. That lets the UI tell a more accurate story than a single spinner could.
Be loaded, if a codec is unsupported, or if the video element cannot seek and draw to canvas, the client cannot produce frames. That is the obvious case. The less obvious case is partial progress. A browser can extract several frames, then start skipping frames as seeks fail. It can create blobs, then fail every upload attempt. It can upload a subset of frames that does not cover the source duration well enough to be useful. Where browser extraction breaks. VibeChopper treats uploaded frames, not merely extracted frames, as the success signal. The client extraction function returns success based on durable uploaded frames. If frames were drawn locally but none reached the server, the processing result is a failure for product purposes. That distinction keeps the UI honest. A frame that existed briefly in browser memory cannot support AI analysis, project reload, search, thumbnails, transcript-aware editing, or media provenance. Where browser extraction breaks. When extraction or upload returns no usable frames, the hook branches. If the original upload mode is active, the product can leave server-side frame extraction pending and let the stored original feed server repair after upload completes. If original upload is not part of the current flow, the hook immediately attempts server-side extraction by posting the video file to the fallback endpoint. In both cases, the user should see that processing continues rather than watching a card collapse into a vague error. Where browser extraction breaks. The fallback state is explicit. The hook marks server-side extraction, clears codec unsupported flags when the fallback route is in play, sets background processing when work needs to continue outside the immediate client attempt, and records the last error when a repair path fails. This is not decoration. It is the difference between a product that can explain what is happening and one that only knows something went wrong. The server route. The fallback route is intentionally boring in the right ways. It is authenticated. It resolves the user ID from the request. It checks that the video exists for that user before doing media work. It accepts interval seconds, max frames, analyze, and use stored original. It can work from a multi-part video upload, or it can download the stored original from object storage when the client no longer needs to send the full file again. The server route. Before extracting, the route looks for existing frames. If the existing set appears to cover the source duration, the route reuses it and returns the existing records. If there are frames but they do not cover the source, the route deletes the partial set before regenerating.
That avoids a common media pipeline trap, mixing stale partial output with new output and calling the result complete. Frame extraction is not useful just because at least one image exists. The frame set needs to be coherent enough for the source video. The server route.ts, which uses FFmpeg. Each extracted frame is uploaded to object storage under a user and video scoped path. The server creates frame records with timestamps and image URLs. If frames exist, it sets the video's thumbnail to the middle frame. Then, if analysis was requested, it starts asynchronous AI analysis in small batches by downloading frame buffers from object storage, converting them to Base64, and updating frame descriptions as results come back. The server route. That final convergence is the important product move. Whether a frame came from browser canvas extraction or server-side FFmpeg, the rest of the system sees durable frame records. The media graph can show them. The editor can use them. AI metadata generation can summarize them. Natural language edit planning can reason over them. The user does not need to know which decoder path won unless the upload monitor is explaining processing state. Stored originals change the retry story. The most reliable fallback is not always an immediate re-upload. Once the original video is safely stored, the server can derive frames and audio from that object without asking the browser to resend a huge file. That is why the client distinguishes between direct fallback with a multi-part file and fallback that uses use stored original. The same server route supports both routes. Stored originals change the retry story. This matters for long uploads and refreshes. A user can start processing a large file, lose a tab, come back, and still have a path to derived media if the original upload completed or can resume. The hook loads existing artifacts, hydrates frames, transcript status, generated metadata, and original upload status from server state, then decides which gaps remain. If frames already exist, it reuses them. If audio exists but transcript work is missing, it can retry transcription from stored audio. If server-derived media is incomplete, it can queue reconciliation instead of forcing the browser to repeat work. Stored originals change the retry story. The pattern is bigger than frame extraction. Original storage turns media processing from a one-shot client event into a repairable server workflow. A browser-first app still benefits from having durable source assets when the user opts in to upload. Server-side frame extraction becomes one of several derived media jobs that can be retried, reconciled, or completed after the initial UI flow has moved on. Stored originals change the retry story. That is why the upload monitor CTA belongs in this article. Frame fallback is not a hidden technical checkbox. It is part of a broader upload experience where users can see original file status, derived artifacts, background processing, and progress that survives imperfect browser conditions. State recovery is the hard part. The easiest version of a fallback is a try-catch block. The product-grade version is state recovery. VibeChopper has to decide whether frames already exist, whether they are complete enough, whether partial output should be deleted, whether analysis should be retried, whether the UI should show a final error, and whether background server processing should continue after the immediate client task returns. State recovery is the hard part. The client hook contains small helpers for those decisions. Reuse persisted frames if available, reloads artifacts, and uses existing frame records when possible, then asks the server to analyze missing descriptions if analysis is enabled.
Mark server frame extraction pending changes the upload card into a non-fatal background processing state instead of failing the card outright. Schedule server-derived media repair, queues server reconciliation, and hydrates the video state again after the repair attempt. State recovery is the hard part. Those details are not glamorous, but they are where reliability lives. Without reuse, a refresh can cause duplicate work. Without partial frame cleanup, the editor can believe a few early frames represent the whole source. Without pending state, the UI can turn a recoverable server job into a scary error. Without query invalidation, the media panel and frame grid can show stale state, even after the backend did the right thing. State recovery is the hard part. A good fallback route should not merely succeed in isolation. It should leave the app in a state that every consumer understands. In VibeChopper, that means uploaded frame counts, analyzed frame counts, thumbnail URLs, media summaries, transcript fields, generated metadata, and project queries all need to converge after fallback processing. The user asked to upload footage and edit it by Vibe. They should not have to supervise a distributed media pipeline. AI analysis needs durable frames. Frame extraction is not only a preview feature, it is one of the inputs that lets VibeChopper understand video content. Frame descriptions give AI edit planning visual context. They help metadata generation name the footage.
they give later systems a way to search, summarize, and reason over a clip without redecoding the full source every time. A missing frame set weakens the whole editing stack. AI analysis needs durable frames. That is why durable frame records are the boundary. Browser memory is temporary. Canvas output is temporary. A local object URL is temporary. A frame record with a timestamp, object storage image URL, optional description, and user-scoped video ID is product state. The AI analysis endpoint can fetch that frame from storage, analyze it, write the description back, and let every downstream feature share the same result. AI analysis needs durable frames. The server fallback preserves that boundary. It does not return loose images for the client to manage. It uploads each extracted JPEG, creates frame rows, and optionally starts analysis. From there, the same provider harness and AI edit run philosophy can apply. Model work happens behind server contracts, validation, ownership checks, and traceable artifacts. The user sees a simple promise. Tell the editor what you want, and it has enough context to act. AI analysis needs durable frames. The nearby CTA points to voice-driven edits because this infrastructure is ultimately in service of editing. Server-side frame extraction is not an end-user feature by itself. It is the safety rail that keeps visual context available when the browser cannot produce it locally. What developers should copy? If you are building a browser video editor, copy the shape of this system more than the exact implementation. Start with browser processing when it gives user speed and privacy advantages. Stream work in small batches. Limit the memory resource that actually grows. Treat uploaded artifacts, not temporary local artifacts, as the success condition. Keep frame records durable and user-scoped. What developers should copy? Then build a server fallback that writes to the same canonical model. Do not create a second kind of frame just because FFmpeg produced it. Do not let the fallback return a one-off response shape that the rest of the editor has to special case forever. The fallback should converge on the same object storage paths, database rows, thumbnails, analysis queues, progress fields, and query invalidation behavior as the primary path.
What developers should copy? Make partial progress explicit. Reuse complete work. Delete or replace incomplete derived output when it cannot represent the source reliably. Report pending background work as pending, not as failure. Record enough error detail for repair flows, but keep the user's current editing path calm. Most media processing bugs become worse when the UI has only two states, done or broken. What developers should copy? Finally, separate decoding from intelligence. FFmpeg can recover frames. The AI analysis system can describe frames. The editor can plan with those descriptions. The media graph can preserve the provenance. Each layer should do its job and hand off typed state to the next layer. That separation is what lets VibeChopper stay browser-first without being fragile. The result? The final product behavior is straightforward. Upload footage. Let the browser extract frames when it can. If the browser cannot decode, cannot upload, or cannot produce a useful frame set, let the server take over. Store the resulting frames in object storage. Create frame records. Set a thumbnail. Analyze frames when requested. Rehydrate the UI from server truth. Keep the media pipeline moving. The result? That is the right trade-off for an AI video editor. Browser-first processing keeps the common path fast and responsive. Server-side FFmpeg fallback keeps uncommon media conditions from becoming user-facing dead ends. Stored originals make derived media repairable. Durable frame records make AI analysis reusable. Progress state makes the experience understandable. The result? VibeChopper's product promise is simple. Edit videos with your voice based on vibes. The engineering underneath that promise is less mystical. It is a chain of small contracts that keep media state reliable when real video files, real browsers, and real networks refuse to behave perfectly. Frame fallback is one of those contracts. It turns failure into another route through the pipeline.